This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush responded for the first time today to charges in a new book that he did not do enough to address terrorist threats in the months before the September 11th attacks. The president also spoke about the latest violence in the Middle East. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president took just two questions from a small pool of reporters ushered into the room where a cabinet meeting had just ended. He used this moment to portray his administration as standing strong against terrorist threats. For 2 days, a series of high-ranking administration officials have been engaged in aggressive damage control, trying to discredit former White House counterterrorism advisor Richard Clark. In this election year, Clark's allegations take on a greater currency, and the administration wants to debunk them lest they affect the president's poll numbers in an area where Americans give him the highest marks. Mr. Bush was asked today about the allegations and about statements by a Republican senator, Chuck Hagel, that the White House needs to take Clark's charges seriously and not just undermine Clark's credibility. The president responded indirectly, stating that he was briefed on a regular basis about terrorist threats by CIA Director George Tenet.
And had my administration had any information that terrorists were going to attack New York City on September 11th, we would have acted. We have been chasing down al-Qaeda. Ever since they attacked us, we've captured or killed two-thirds of their known leaders, and we're still pursuing them. And we will continue to pursue them so long as I'm the President of the United States.
This White House photo op gave the president a chance to state his resolve in tracking down terrorists, a centerpiece of his reelection campaign, even as the 9/11 Commission heard testimony aimed at determining what might have been done to prevent the attacks of 2001. The other topic the president was asked about this afternoon was the assassination yesterday by Israel of Hamas leader Ahmed Yassin, and whether his killing could lead to attacks against U.S. targets. Mr. Bush's answer to this question also seemed aimed at criticism leveled by Richard Clark in his book. The president echoed his previous answer.
Nearly every morning that I come to work, I talk to George Tenet, FBI Director Mueller, and others about the threats to the United States. And they're still serious threats because of what we stand for. There are still people who want to harm our country.
The president said Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas and said he still has hope that the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace can still work. Mr. Bush said he may send a delegation to the region next week to, as he put it, keep the process alive. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.